Welcome, everybody, to the unveiling. This has been a fun week for the Board of Trustees. I kind of call it the France Appreciation Week. We had a dinner with our PRF Board of Directors on Wednesday night. We had an informal dinner last night. We just read a resolution, and we had two poems, one that rhymed, one that didn't rhyme. So we're just having a great time, and to really celebrate and thank somebody who will always be a legend here and leave a legacy that will absolutely last a lifetime. And we've been going through France's accomplishments, whether it's everything she's done in the student success area, with the faculty and research, making a global impact, your commitment to leadership for tomorrow's leaders, doubling the research, and just traveling everywhere in the world, being a great ambassador. And, you know, when I think of France, I think of a lot of amazing qualities and a lot of amazing characteristics that I've talked about through the years. You think of her work ethic. I mean, I always said she's the hardest working person in show business. I mean, she is just 24/7. And the other thing I always talk about is her range. You know, here you have the English major all the way to the, you know, PhD astrophysicist and everything in between. The thing that I admire most about that range is, you know, not only your brilliancy as a president, but what a wonderful, wonderful mother you are, and also what an amazing wife you are, and your loving relationship. And Anne and Stephen are just the most incredible offspring in the world. Genetically perfected, I might add. I think if I had to pick one quality, though, and I, you know, I usually have three things, but in this particular case, one that is so much a role model for me, and I would say that is courage. I don't think it's easy to be the first lady president anywhere, let alone at an institution as big and as long a history as this. And you have done it with grace, you have done it with style, and you know, there's been a lot of times where there's been some, you know, sniper shots or some arrows, all that kind of stuff. But you have handled that with grace. And that's the penalty of leadership. And I think, you know, anybody who's ever been a leader understands that. And your courage and what you've been able to accomplish and the role model you have been for our students, and I get to see it through students' eyes, will last forever and ever. So France, I'm so excited. About a few minutes, we're going to unveil this. We're going to next hear from Tom Spurgeon, our vice chairman, from John Harden, who was co-chair of the search committee, and then Chris, and then we'll get ready for the big, big moment. So with that, France, thank you for everything that you've done, and everything you've done for our trustees, and everything you've done for me. Thank you very much.
We've just come from a meeting where we've recognized France for everything she's done for Purdue during her 5 years here. I think this is a fitting way to continue honoring her and recognizing her legacy. Her legacy will be long-lasting, just as this sculpture is long-lasting. For generations to come, people will come to this great hall, and they will be able to see her sculpture along with the images of many other great Purdue leaders. You know, we all recognize we're in the great hall, but really we could call this the Hall of Purdue Presidents. I've been a part of Purdue for many years, and during this time, although I haven't met all of these great leaders. I have met and talked with President Hovde, President Hansen, President Bering, President Giske, and now I add President Cordova to that. If the leaders represented by these sculptures could speak today, I'm sure they would say, "Welcome, Franz Cordova. Welcome to the Great Hall of Purdue University. This is a place where you will be remembered and honored forever. Congratulations on a job well done."
Chairman Kroc, I want to thank you for this opportunity. The board accuses me of being a historian, even though I'm not academically qualified. When Lincoln signed the Morrill Act, words attributed to him were that this would create a people's university in each of the several states. The Board of Trustees at the time we began the search, which I co-chaired with Mike Burke, was chaired by Tim McGinley, the son of a railroad ticket taker, Mike Burke, the son of a mailman and a small farmer, and many others who began in modest circumstances and have excelled to lead this society. But at any rate, we tried very hard to take a strategic look, following up with the successful presidency of Dr. Giske and others, what's next for Purdue? And in its simplest form, I'd say there were probably three things. One, to improve the pedagogy at Purdue and improve student outcomes. And because Giske had doubled research, we thought, well, why not do it again? And then to increase the impact of Purdue broader than just Indiana. We felt we were developing a new paradigm for what a 21st century land grant could be. So as we began to look around, and I recall meeting you on a January day in California, along with a few of us, Maimon Powers and a couple of faculty members. But at any rate, as we learned more about France, she was a respected national leader in better learning outcomes. And in fact, as the chancellor of the junior land grant of the UC system, they actually did better at improving how students did while they were there than Purdue did. And then there was this issue of research. Well, we found a scientist who was respected at the top circles nationally and was known to all, and who sort of had an idea about all the things you had to do to make this advancement in research happen. And as time went on, you know, we're creating leaders, we're doing lots of things. The thing I would say is that the outcome of all of that, France, has been so much more than what we could have ever imagined. I don't know that we knew that hotspot and all the other things were coming, but there have been real increases in student retention. The quality of the students are better. And as I walked out this morning about daylight to go down the 3rd Street corridor, know what's coming, and then end up at the COREC, which has an entirely new look, and it wouldn't have happened without you and the students that you helped organize. So those have been big changes that will last forever. And the quality that our students have, as they are much better prepared now to go forward. And Dr. Bement has already been mentioned a time or two today, but it just melded so well, the impact. As technology changes the world, policy often lags how we take advantage of that. And the world's grand problems that Purdue scientists have moved forward, we can now address policies to make those new outcomes make a difference. So, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your service and what you have brought to this amazing place. Thank you.
Good morning. I'd like to take a few moments on this great occasion to reminisce a little bit about the last 5 years and to talk about some of the high points that that France and I saw as participants in this last 5 years. So we have to start with students. The thing that I noticed right away was that the students here are just terrific, well-organized. I mean, they're great students, but they're very nice. So that is a pleasure to work with that kind of a group, students that really are nice to each other. For me particularly, I enjoyed interacting with the freshman leadership class, the Iron Key Senior Leadership Honorary, EPICS teams, and the student organization leaders that we saw a lot of at Westwood. Second category, high point, wonderful colleagues. So at Discovery Park and across the campus in all the colleges, I was involved in STEM education projects that were they were based in a lot of different places that benefited the whole campus. And for me, that was just great. All those places had wonderful colleagues. What these projects did for the campus was that they actually moved forward the students that we have here on campus in STEM programs, and they better prepared the students that are out there that are yet to come to Purdue in STEM programs. Third category, exciting campus activities. Sometimes there were too many of these, but we tried to do them all. In sports, the Big Ten equals big time. And so for us, it was lots of fun rooting for all of the terrific, well-conditioned, competitive athletes we have here at Purdue. Go Purdue baseball, yes? Fourth category, campus supporters are very loyal and supportive here at Purdue. We did Purdue on the road everywhere. I mean everywhere. Our President's Council cruises are a particular high point. We went to Alaska, we went to Norway. This summer we're going to Southern Europe. We had a long arts weekend in Santa Fe. We love the Naples long weekends, particularly at the time of the year when they're held, and that's in early February, as you can well imagine. Fifth high point is the facilities here at Purdue. So the Hall for Discovery and Learning Research for me in Discovery Park has been my home for the last 3 years, and it's wonderful. The new campus sports venues are spectacular, the new laboratories. It's a pleasure working at a university where you have that kind of facilities that exist. But I want to take special note of Westwood, which I call the best in public housing. We're going to miss our upstairs hiding place, it's where we live, and our cozy first floor kitchen dining area. It's a real, even though it's a big house, you can actually live in those places. And on that note, I had some thank yous. So I want to thank Westy and Goldie. Those are the Westwood cats, for keeping the mice out. Hazen and the ground crew for keeping the flowers blooming and the grass cut. Ruth Ann and Tammy for keeping the house sparkling. And Anthony for making everything run like a top with style. Finally, Becky Bunch is the person that keeps me on time and in the right place. Otherwise, I'd just be walking around bumping into buildings. So, I want to just wrap up here so we can get to the main event. But this will be sort of our center of gravity for Purdue when we come back here. This will draw us back. We both love Purdue, and we plan on being back every possibility that we have. So thank you, and hail Purdue.
Okay, the time has come for the unveiling. So Chris, Tom, John, welcome you to come up here. We're about ready to give a tug on this.
Could I have a little drum roll? Little drum roll. Little louder. Okay. On behalf of all of Purdue, France, we give you France.
Thank you. That's looks like me, right? There looks to me like there are three firsts with this statue or bust. Starting at the top, the curly hair compared to the other presidents with whom I'm honored to be with. The teeth. I think I'm the only one that is smiling with teeth. And and the pearls, right? So, three firsts. Okay. Well, there are just a few things that I'd like to say at this moment. It is going to be so great, no matter where I am, to know that I've got my surrogate looking out over everything here. And I know that scale model that for right now for this event has been pushed into the back corner usually sits right here. And I think this is just a great place to be because I'll be looking over the campus and microcosm there. Another thing about this room is I see students here all the time. Some of them are taking a nap. And others are studying. And so it just gives me a great feeling that there will be students in all kinds of times of the day and night that will be passing through here. And I can say hi to them because I've got smiles and big teeth there to say hello with. And then finally, tonight in the first of five commencements that we have this weekend, I actually, it's just a coincidence, but I'm talking about tradition, and I talk about this building because, you know, it was 100 years ago, exactly, that a student had an idea to build this Purdue Union. First, they called it the Purdue Student Union, and then with world wars and all, it became the Purdue Memorial Union, and you can see how beautifully this incredible facility honors the students and honors the memory of students who have come and gone. And so it's in a hall of great tradition. How fitting that you come in as a new president and then you become really a part of the institution. It is just with very deep gratitude that I take my place here. And the last thing I want to say is you heard about some of the things that have happened the last 5 years, but you didn't hear how they happened. They happened because of everybody in this room and a whole lot of people outside of this room. Everybody working like mad, always trying to reach one brick higher, raising the bar of excellence of Purdue. And so my heart goes out to all of you with great, great gratitude. It's been an honor. It's been a privilege to be the 11th president of Purdue. Thank you.